of the Titans, as both these teams will acknowledge each other. This is the spirit of the Paralympic Games, and exchange guests ahead of this one. Both teams' coaches exchanging guests as well. And let me tell you, folks, a big match for both teams. As we mentioned, day two, both teams needing a win desperately in this competition to stay in with a medal hopeful. And they'll just go back and regroup and get themselves prepared for this one. We'll have a look now at our officials, our referees, for this evening's match. And from Japan, Motoko Izayama will be one of our referees today. Also from the United States of America, it'll be Darren Roberts in charge. There we see our technical commissioner up on the screen. From New Zealand, it's Jonathan Corson. Those are our officials today, two referees and the technical commissioner. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for our starting lineups. 4-on-4 will be the play in wheelchair rugby. That's how we start. Our players can also be removed from the field of play.
4-on-4
was that? If they receive a penalty or a foul throughout the match.
And our opening lineup for Team GB.
That's what I guess, four players on four players. There's loads of them.
Number six, it's going to be Ross Morrison.
They must just have
number seven, Mike Kerr. Number nine, downtown Steve Brown, their captain. And number 10 is Andy Barrow. So you look at their classifications, a 2.5, a 1.5, a 2.0, and a 2.0. They all add up to the total number for the team of 8. And now we'll have a look across the French starting lineup. Sebastian Louisier, Eric Maurice, it'll be Radiac Salda. And we are also looking at their captain as well, Adrian Shellman. Also adding up to 8, their total numerical value. Ladies and gentlemen, we are but seconds away from liftoff in this big second contest here this evening, the second phase of day number 2.
I'm hoping to wait and see the ball comes,
and if I can see the ball coming,
then I should be able to give you all the right commentary.
Come on, GB!
Come on, GB!